Blog Talk Radio.
I stood and watched an eagle glide, spread his wings and soar across the sky. So gracefully he wanted to know just how to be free. Tiny fingers curled round mine, perfectly formed, newborn, the image of two.
Everybody, welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. It's Saturday. It's Saturday afternoon. Well, Saturday evening. It's 5 o'clock, and here we are. Here we are in studio, ready to talk about Romans 16:18. I hope this has been a benefit to you. Look, the Word of God should benefit every saint. Whether you're a new convert or a mature saint or a saint in the making, growing in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord, whether you're a pastor, a minister, an evangelist, a revivalist, an apostle, a prophet, a teacher, whatever your rank is, whatever your calling is, your commission in the Lord, the Word of God is your manna. So let's turn there. Let's turn to the words of the Apostle Paul in Romans 16:17-18. We've been focusing this week on verse 18, but in order to give us some context, we've been reading verse 17, where Paul says, "Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them, for they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple." The phrase we want to look at today is fair speeches. It's not just by good words, but to good words, they add fair speeches. And they add these two in order to do what? Deceive. Deceive. Let's pray. Dear God and Heavenly Father, again, we give you thanks and we praise your name and we come to you on this Saturday evening. We pray, Lord, that you would bless us and keep us and watch over us, for we are the sheep of your pasture, and we are confident that you, the great shepherd and bishop of our souls, never slumbers nor sleeps. Bless us, O God, as we turn to your word. Instruct us, enlighten us, educate us, give us the wisdom and knowledge that we need for the days ahead. And we shall be careful to give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, have your way with our hearts. Deal with our hearts, Holy Spirit. tug on them if they need tugging. Operate on them if they need operating. Do what's necessary. Make us sensitive to your word, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit of truth. Spirit of God. The Spirit that points to Jesus Christ. Guide us. We need you. We need you, Holy Spirit. Today more than ever, the church needs you. Bless us, we pray. Amen and amen. For they that are such, for the people who are of this kind, this species, if you will, this genre, this sort, for they that are such never serve the church, much less the Lord Jesus Christ. But they're in it, they're in ministry to serve their own carnal appetites, but for their own belly's sake, and by good words. Now, the text here, verse 18, has two compounds of the word logos or logia. Christologia, which is the phrase we talked about yesterday, by good words, by Christologia. And we looked at the word Christos. And what does Christos mean? Well, it means words that are furnished, words that fit the occasion. See, these people are smooth operators. Oh, they're so good with their words. They never speak out of turn. They know what the situation is. And they know what words to use. It's like a plumber. A plumber knows what wrench to use in a certain, when he's working on a certain pipe, the plumber knows what wrench to use. The mechanic, when working on a piece in your car, on a part, he knows what wrench to look for. The dentist, working on your mouth, cleaning your teeth, knows what tool to look for, says to his assistant, "May I have this tool, please?" And she reaches for it. She knows what, and he's using it because it is the appropriate tool for the work that he's doing. Well, the same way these false teachers, they know what words to use. They're skilled in lying, in deception. They're just skilled. They are silver-tongued devils, smooth operators. They have the gift of gab in a bad way. They are skilled in public speaking, their diction, their oratory, their presentation, their argumentation. They're good. They're good. And this is why they're able to deceive so many. And then, so that's Christologia, good words. But then this other term, fair speeches, is eulogia. Eu meaning good, EU meaning good, and logia meaning speech or diction. Whenever we think of a eulogia, we think of a eulogy. Someone dies, the preacher gets up, or those speaking at the celebration of life service, the person who's delivering the eulogy never speaks bad of the person in the casket. That's not the proper etiquette. You just don't do that. That's why it's called a eulogy. You've been brought on to speak well of the person. Now, we know that everyone in the casket is a sinner. The wages of sin is death. The reason why that person landed in the casket was because they were a sinner. We know all have sinned. All have fallen short of the glory of God. But when you deliver the eulogy, You don't point to the sins. You've been tasked with speaking well of that person. There was a famous Negro preacher called John Jasper. John Jasper, what a preacher he was. A famed Negro preacher. And one of the things that he was renowned for, he was renowned for many things, but one of the things he was renowned for, famous for, was for delivering eulogies. Well, in the black community died back in the times of slavery. John Jasper was the man. You called upon him to deliver the eulogy. One time they called him, and he says, "I can't deliver the eulogy." And he said, "Why, John? Why, Reverend John? Why can't you deliver the eulogy?" This guy was a pure rascal. There's nothing good I can say about him. If I said anything good, it would be an outright lie. So he declined. So notice, with fair speeches or with eulogias, false teachers, for personal gain, will use praise and flattery and compliments to think about this. Think about this for a moment. See, with good words, they mesmerize you. Wow, what an orator. What diction, what vocabulary, what public speaking skills. Oh, this guy is amazing. So with good words, they mesmerize you. They get to your mind. They're targeting your mind with good words. They want to impress you with their eloquence. But you see, when they turn to fair speeches is when they come down off the pulpit and all they do is they butter you up. It's what it's called sweet talk. They sweet talk you and they butter you up, and they, another phrase is soft soap. They lather you up. They flatter you. They just unload a lot of praise on you, compliments. They express admiration for you. They say nice things about you. They fawn all over you. They're good at fawning all over you, flattering you. They're good at it. They're experts. So when you combine the two, when you combine their pulpit eloquence, which is deceptive and satanic, and then they combined good words with fair speeches, the eulogy. Notice eulogia. What are they doing? They're setting you up for the kill. When they flatter you, it's your eulogy. You don't even know it. They're setting you up for the kill. This is what they do, and they're good at it. And you see a lot of people on YouTube who are good at it. Now, those of us who have the Holy Spirit, those of us who have discernment, because it's the Holy Spirit that gives you discernment, those of us who can see through the hypocrisy, those of us who are schooled and trained and know what to look for, we know that's a wolf in sheep's clothing. We know that. We're not going to be had. We're not going to be taken. We're not going to be deceived. Their good words and fair speeches are not going to pull the wool over our eyes. It won't happen. Why? Because we have the Holy Spirit. And let me tell you, when they start pouring on the fair speeches, they lay it on thick. You talk about a vanilla cake with frosting on it, they lay it on thick. The frosting is thick. It's so sweet. They sweet talk you. But it's your eulogy. See, you don't realize you've been set up for the kill. And so Paul says this. Let's read it again. "Now I beseech you, brethren, keep an eye on those who cause divisions and who bait traps contrary to the learning, the doctrine, the instruction that you have received from Christ, and avoid them. Maintain your distance. For they that are such do not serve the church, do not serve the Lord Jesus Christ, do not serve his interests, but they only serve their human gratification, and by eloquent speech and fair speeches, they deceive the hearts of the simple. That's what they do. Well, that'll do it for today. I'll be back tomorrow to talk to you about who are the simple. Who are these simple people Paul is talking about? Who are these people? Who are these that he's referring to? Who are the victims of these flatterers? Who are the victims of these eulogists? Who are the victims of these smooth operators, silver-tongued devils? Who fall prey to them? Ah, you see, those whose minds are simple, simpletons, simpletons. And this is why you need to be in the Word every single day. This is why you need to crack open your Bible every day and have your personal devotions and get in the Word and let the Holy Spirit instruct you so that you don't remain a simpleton. We all start out as simpletons in the faith. We all start out as new converts. We all start out as babes. We all start out as Little Red Riding Hood with wolves lurking in the forest. Now, how could it be that we're 60 years old, we have the body of a 60-year-old adult, but our mind is of a 5-year-old child? How can it be? Well, that's the case of many Christians in many churches. Here you are, 60-year-old in age, in body, you're all grown up, but with the mind of a 5-year-old child who would believe anything they are told. We'll be back tomorrow to wrap this series up. Well, looking forward to being with you all Sunday morning as we deal with the fourth week of Advent and we talk about peace. Peace to you all and grace from our Lord Jesus Christ. Until then.
Drive the nails in my hands, laugh at me, where you stand. Go ahead, say it isn't me. The day will come when you will see, 'cause I'll my name, my love for you is still the same. Go ahead and bury me, but very soon I will be free, 'cause I'll rise again. There's no power can tie me down. Yes, I